Part 1.
You will hear a telephone conversation between a travel agent and a company that organises tours. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello, Sydney Harbour Bridge Climb. Michael speaking.
Oh, hi. It's Julia calling from Hotspots Travel in Seattle in the United States. Good afternoon. Or should I be saying good evening?
Well, it's good morning, in fact.
Oh, of course. You're a day ahead of us, aren't you? So, what's the time over there in Australia? 9:30 or 10?
It's 9 in the morning. And how can I help you?
Well, I've got some clients who would like to climb your Harbour Bridge when they come to Sydney. That is open to tourists, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It sounds like a fantastic thing to do, but I do have a couple of questions before I go ahead with any bookings.
Sure.
First question. Are there any restrictions on the number of people who can do the climb at the same time? I only ask because we've got a group of 18 people who want to do this together.
Well, there's actually a limit of 12 people for every climb, so we'd have to split them up, I'm afraid. 12 in one group, and then the other 6 could join a later group. The tours go every 10 minutes, so they wouldn't be far behind.
Okay, that sounds fine. And what's the cost? I had a look on your website, but I just want to confirm the prices.
Well, there are a couple of different rates depending on when you want to go. During the week, it's $169.
Is that American dollars?
No, Australian dollars, so that's a little less. And it costs $189 at the weekends.
So, $169 weekdays...
That's for an adult, and for a child, it's $100 during the week.
Right.
But do bear in mind that children under 10 are not permitted to climb.
Uh-huh. So how long does it take?
The whole experience takes just over 3 hours, so you'll need to allow the whole morning.
Wow. So will they be climbing for all that time?
No. The climb itself is shorter than that. The first hour involves a comprehensive safety briefing and demonstration on the ground.
Uh-huh.
And after the briefing, they'll spend approximately 1 hour getting to the top of the bridge, and then another hour to come back down.
Right, I see. And if you don't mind my asking, is it safe? Have you had anybody fall off?
Well, safety is our number one priority. Everyone wears a safety harness while they're doing the climb. It's quite secure.
Oh, good. And the view must be fantastic from up there. Great for taking photos.
Yes, the view is fantastic, but you're not actually permitted to carry cameras on you, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's a shame. Why is that?
Because there's a risk of dropping them down onto the cars below, and that could be very dangerous.
Uh-huh. So, does that mean we don't have any photographic record of the climb?
No, not at all. We have our own photographer who goes with you and takes lots of shots, and we then provide you with one free photo when you get back down. And they can buy more, of course, if they like. That's up to them.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
It must get pretty windy up there. so should they wear some windproof clothing? You know, an anorak or jacket of some sort?
No need for that, because all climbers are provided with our special suit to wear.
Oh, really? Sounds more like a moonwalk with a safety harness and suit.
Yeah, a number of people have said that. So climbers should make sure they bring something which isn't too heavy, such as a t-shirt.
I see, because they need to be able to put the suit on over their own clothes.
Exactly, and we do stipulate that climbers must wear rubber-soled shoes, such as trainers. So avoid open shoes with leather soles or sandals, as they might slip. Because, you see, they'll have to climb up and down 465 steps and squeeze in and out of the girders.
Boy, so you need to be pretty fit to do this climb.
Yes, it's certainly not recommended for anyone with a medical condition, such as a heart problem.
Well, I don't think we have anyone in that category in this group, but I'll let them know. Meanwhile, could we look at some possible dates?
Certainly. Let me get some contact details from you first.
Sure. Well, my name is Julia Kramer. That's K-R-A-M-E-R. And I'm with Hotspots Travel. We're based in Seattle.
Do you have an email address that I can contact you on?
Sure. It's info@hotspots.com. That's I-N-F-O at hotspots, HOTSPOTS.com. The group will be in Sydney for the week commencing August 21 for 4 days. We'd really like to do this on August 22 or 23 if possible.
Well, let's see. We do have a vacancy for the 22nd. Oh, but hang on, that won't do because there are 18 of you, aren't there? It'll have to be on the 23rd to accommodate that number.
Great. I just need to run that date past my clients.
Fine. Or you can book online, you know, if that's easier for you.
Yeah, that might be best. And thank you so much. You've really...
That is the end of part one. You now have half a minute to check your answers.